My message this week is called Secret Sauce. Now, I know we got a lot of wonderful cooks in this congregation, and you probably all have your own secret sauce. I know Judy has a couple recipes that people say, oh, can I get your recipe? She said, no, it's a secret. But then she usually always gives it to them anyhow. But a secret sauce is so important, not only for cooking, but the secret sauce for our love relationship with God, that's important. And my scripture text this week is out of John chapter 13, verses 31 through 35 is what the lectionary recommends. But then there's a few more verses right before the end of the chapter. So I'm going to share those too. Because it's always been my thoughts that if you take a scripture and you only get a couple little snippets and so forth, and you take it out of context, sometimes you end up with a pretext. So I don't like to do that. So even though the lectionary recommends just those verses, I want to continue on with it because I think the rest of it is just as important. Red letter edition. In the 13th chapter of John, this is where Jesus is washing the feet of the disciples. He also predicts his betrayal. And he also predicted Peter's denial. I pick up at verse 31 through the end of the chapter. As soon as Judas left the room, Jesus said, "The time has come for me, the Son of Man, to enter into my glory. And God will receive glory because of all that happens to me. And God will bring me into my glory very soon. Dear children, how brief are these moments before I must go away and leave you. Then, though you search for me, you cannot come to me, just as I have told the Jewish leaders. So now I'm giving you a new commandment. Love each other just as I have loved you, and you should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples." And then in verse 36, Simon Peter said, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus replied, "You can't go with me now, but you will follow me later." "But why can't I come now, Lord?" he asked. "I am ready to die for you." And then Jesus answered, "Die for me? No, before the rooster crows tomorrow morning, you will deny me three times that you ever knew me." May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.